There is new leadership at a local nonprofit designed to attract and retain entrepreneurs to the region. Parkway Central graduate Emily Loza Bush is the executive director of Arch Grants. She spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about the traction the initiative has gained after hitting the five-year mark.
We have some proof of concept. We have some incredible stories that have been told. Most recently, the Cisco acquisition of Observable Networks is a great example of one where we can follow it from our investment to now Arch Grants being one of the factors responsible for bringing Cisco to St. Louis, which is incredible and something that should be celebrated.
Do you see your role as somebody who maintains the momentum that Arch Grants may have or is planning for its next chapter?
I think for right now, what Arch Grants does is working. The quality of the entrepreneurs and the applications we're getting in and the people we're ultimately bringing in is strong. And so for the time being, that's what we're doing and that's what I want to do well. Of course, as things change, as trends change, it may require us to shift one way or another to continue to do that well. But I feel like our role in attracting and retaining talent, really great people with great ideas that live in St. Louis that would potentially go to the Valley or go to one of the coasts to get the funding to make their idea happen, to be able to keep those people here in the community is a really important part of it.
How do we do that?
Partially by making sure they're aware of things like Arch Grants. There's a number of other entities out there that are doing some really incredible work. One of the things that's been so wonderful as I've started to speak to people who've started the business, they've been Arch Grant winners in the past, is that they've been in many cases surprised at the way that they describe it as when you come to St. Louis and you get this grant, Arch Grants will help to the extent that we can make some connections and do those types of things, that people take the meeting.
Do you see that as one of the key advantages compared to other cities that may be competing for the same investors and startups?
Yeah, I do. I always joke that it wasn't until I left St. Louis that I became the biggest advocate for St. Louis. And I didn't even know I was an advocate for St. Louis until when I went to Chicago or I was in D.C. and somebody would, you know, make a comment or say something about St. Louis. And it was then that I realized how passionately and how deeply I care about this city. And I think there's a lot of people like me that both live here and that don't live here anymore, but potentially would be willing to come back. It takes people having that pride and having that sense of belonging that also comes with the responsibility from all of us to then make sure that this city is well positioned for the next generation.
Are we well positioned to do that right now, or is there a lot of work to be done?
Yes, to both. I think that we are all aware of some of the challenges that we have in the city, in the county, in the region together. When I say the word challenges, I don't mean that in terms of barriers or drawbacks. I mean that in terms of opportunity. There's also been a sense from people who have come from the coast or have come from, in some cases, even other countries into St. Louis that they're just surprised. They just didn't know anything. They didn't have any negative or positive connotations. In some cases, it was negative if they're from the coast and kind of had that flyover mentality.
How tough is it to defeat that flyover mentality?
I don't know if we have to defeat it as much as just embrace what we have to offer. What I want to really focus on in the next year or two is how do we make sure that as many people as possible know this story? Not only the story of Arch Grants, but also what is the narrative of St. Louis and how does this all tie back into the starting of this region many years ago, and how is this still just in line with that mentality of we have a lot of things happening here and you should come and see what there is to offer?
That is new Arch Grants Executive Director Emily Loza Bush speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about her plans for the nonprofit.